Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to talk about how to plan for that first visit home of your college student when they come back to see you after being gone away. And today I'm going to have special guest Libby Daggers. She's co-author of the new book, College Ready 2021. She wrote chapter 13, which is called How Much Laundry Did You Bring? And Libby works at Texas A&M University. I'm very excited to have her here to give us tips on how to prepare for that first visit back home. So thank you for being here, Libby.
Thank you for having me.
Well, one of the things that I see parents struggling with is expectations. I've always said like expectations ruins relationships. We have these expectations and then people don't feel them. And then it kind of just like ends into arguments. And parents still see their child as a dependent who probably needs to follow some health rules and things like that. But college students see themselves as independent young adults. So how should parents shift their expectations of their child so to avoid butting heads and arguing when they come home? Because we want to enjoy that first visit.
I think that's a great question. I think whether your student is coming to visit after maybe just a few weeks or at the semester mark, no matter what time frame has passed, I think the biggest thing is not expecting that the student that comes home to you is going to be the exact same student that you dropped off. I think that this is a really formative time in a student's life. And so even in just a few weeks, your student may have really stepped into this independence. They've gotten used to, sometimes there's a lack of structure when they're at college, right? So they've gotten used to being able to go wherever they want, whenever they want, and not have to tell anybody. Or maybe they picked up a new hobby or habit and they haven't told you about that. And so I think the biggest thing is kind of bracing and preparing and not letting yourself think automatically that everything is going to be exactly the same as when they lived at home before. So I think partly is just parents being ready for that maybe to look a little bit different. And then also not waiting until they get home to find out what is different. So maybe asking them before they come home, you know, what have you been up to or what has changed? And really setting those expectations and having a clear communication about what your expectations are when they come home and what the students' expectations are for their visit home, I think really sets you up for success.
I love that suggestions of talking about what is this going to look like when you come home before you even come home, because that just starts the conversation instead of trying to put out fires, right? And when do we expect our student to come home? And how often do you think that that first year student will come and visit?
I think it really depends. I think for some students, it's going to depend on the proximity of where they're at school and how far that is away. So if your student is going to school out of state, you probably won't see them until that first extended break home. So maybe Thanksgiving or winter break. Some students who maybe are only a couple hours or closer may come home more frequently. I always recommend that students really stay on campus and establish themselves for at least the first 5 or 6 weeks. I think that's a really crucial period. And I always encourage parents, especially for students who maybe express that they're homesick and they want to come home the first or second weekend after being dropped off, to really encourage your student to stick it out and establish themselves. But after about the 6 week mark, we usually say that that's a great time for students to consider going home for a visit. But definitely at those extended breaks, usually Thanksgiving and winter break.
And what other tips do you have to prepare parents for that first visit?
So I think one we already talked about is having those conversations before your student even comes home. And so a question I always recommend asking is, what do you have planned for this weekend? Because your student may be coming home with the expectation of, I'm going to sleep all weekend. I'm going to be in my own room that I don't have to share with a roommate. They want to catch up on sleep. They maybe just want to relax. A lot of students may want to be visiting with their high school friends that are still living at home or are also going to be home that weekend. Well, parents, you might think, oh, well, we're going to do this family activity and we're going to have dinner together here. And then that's where we see the conflict, because you and your student have two completely different ideas of what this visit might entail. So one suggestion I always have is to talk about, what do you expect this weekend to look like? And then if you as parents have certain expectations that your student is at a specific event or family function, let them know that up front, that that time is set aside for family and you expect them to be there. I think another thing is, I always recommend, as much as sometimes you're ready to take your student's room and transform it into your craft room or your bonus room or whatever, particularly before the first visit home, we always recommend that you do not completely transform your student's space, because they may be looking forward to coming home and going back to their room. I think that's particularly important for students who may have younger siblings who are like eager to jump in and take over that room. So making sure that there are some things that still are the same from when your student left. And I think there are some special touches. If you know some of your students' favorite snacks or things that they really enjoy, having some of those special touches ready for them when they come home, I think is a really important way for them to recognize that this is still their home and the place that they can always come back to.
And I know you must have these tips for what parents definitely should do and should not do when your child comes home. What do you say that those are?
Yes. So again, the should is definitely talk up front, let students know what your expectations are. I think another one that we see where students and parents sometimes get into conflict is about house rules. So, you know, your student, maybe they had a curfew before when they were in high school, and you think their curfew is going to be exactly the same. And now your student has had a couple weeks of not having a curfew, and they think they can stay out as late as they want. You're still the parent. So I say you still get to make some of the rules, but can you have a conversation about, maybe there's a compromise. Maybe the curfew is a little bit later now that they're in college than it was in high school. But I think setting some of those ground rules we see with curfew, with using a car, if your student doesn't have their own car and they expect to come home and have access to your vehicle whenever they want, and that may not be what you have in mind, kind of setting some of that up front. As well as, you know, anything else with what you want them to be at, or, you know, I think some students see going home as a vacation, so they may not jump into their old chores of doing the dishes or setting the table. So having kind of some of that expectation conversation, again, the definitely don't do, I already mentioned this, but don't take over their space right away, make them feel like they still have that space at home. I think those are two of the really big ones that we hear from our students too, are things that they have conflict with their parents and families when they go home.
Yeah, the curfew one I feel is a big one. They're so used to being so independent and not having a curfew and not having to respond to anybody. And then they come home and that's when the fight begins, right? The parents don't want to be up all night waiting for their child to come home still. And the college student just doesn't see it that way. So it's really,
yeah, and I think another thing for parents too, that I always like to say in the like do's and don't do's is, I wrote this in the chapter because I think it's so important. You're going to be excited that your student's coming home and you're going to want to take care of them, but it should also be enjoyable for you. So when your student brings home that sack of laundry, I always say you definitely don't need to do all of their laundry for them. You may want to do a load or two to help them out, right? But they're still a responsible adult. So make sure that as parents and families that you're able to enjoy their visit too, and you don't spend the entire visit doing their laundry and cooking for them and making sure that they're taken care of.
And what if my child doesn't want to come home? What if they're just like, no way? What can a parent do in that case?
Yeah. And I think we always see a wide variety of how often some of our students go home. In fact, this is a question we always get asked on our panels during orientation. Parents always ask our students, how often do you come home? How often can I expect my students to come home? And depending what student's on the panel that day, it's a wide variety. So you may have a student who the extended breaks, Thanksgiving, winter break, spring break, are the only times that they want to come home. And so I think that can be a challenge and that may hurt your feelings a little bit. But I think to look on the bright side of that, it means they probably really feel a sense of belonging at college and they have really established themselves. It's a place that they feel like is their second home. So I think one is trying to look on the bright side of that. I think looking for other opportunities to connect. So can you go to campus and visit your student? And I think that's really successful for a lot of families. They get that time to spend together, but it also gives students the chance to give you a campus tour that's different than the one you got when you were checking that school out, because they're going to show you, this is where I study and this is where I hang out with my friends and here's where I like to go out to eat. And so that kind of helps establish their routine and they can really share that with their family. So I think that's another good compromise. But also don't be afraid to tell your students, you know, it would make me really happy if you came home to visit. Can we look at your schedule and find a time that works for both of us? I think for some students, it's just kind of stressful when they look at their syllabus and depending on what student organizations they're involved in, if they got a job on campus, that time that they take to travel home can sometimes stress them out thinking about the time they're losing studying or participating in campus activities. So really sitting down with the student and saying, okay, can we identify just one weekend that maybe you could spend some time with us at home, and not being afraid to tell your student that that is something that would make you happy.
And tell us a little bit about this book, College Ready 2021.
I think this book is much needed. I think that my colleagues and I who were asked to participate provide a really diverse experience and different perspectives from our own institutions that we've worked at and our own experiences. And I think that it really provides a really down-to-earth and straightforward perspective from the time of picking an institution through that first visit home. And so I think it provides a really unique perspective because it's written from folks who have really worked with parents and families and with new students at their institutions, but writing it in a way that makes sense for families and that is really straightforward and gives you some tips. I think the checklist and the questions to ask are really helpful because I think we were all able to really draw from a variety of family different experiences that we've seen to give you not a one size fits all. So I think that there's a lot of different perspectives in there that can be really helpful. Also, it's really short and to the point. And I think that that is really helpful because in the time that you're preparing to send your student to college, you already have so much on your to-do list and that you're trying to pack in before they leave and the transition. And so I think it's really helpful for families.
And how would the audience grab that book?
Yeah, so they can purchase it online, either in a hard copy format or in an ebook format. So whatever your preference is, I think it's available on Amazon and there are some other options. And so it's really accessible for families to find.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here, Libby. I really appreciate all the insight and advice that you have for us parents that have children going off to college. It's such an exciting, scary, all the emotions time. So it's really great. I'm glad you were here. And parents, until next time, you got this. We're just here to help.
Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge, browse the free resources, or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.